Good morning. A plaque has been unveiled in the Ardoyne area of Belfast in memory of the Shankill bomber, Thomas Begley. He died 20 years ago when the bomb he was carrying in the Frizzell's fish shop exploded prematurely, killing himself and nine other people. Yesterday, a loyalist protest was held on the Crumlin Road just before the event. Thomas Begley was one of two IRA men who carried out the attack. The other IRA man, Sean Kelly, was badly hurt. He was subsequently convicted of murder, but later released under the terms of the Good Friday Agreement. He spoke at yesterday's event.
Let me clearly state that I am proud to be standing here today. And I'm also very lucky to see him, Billy, lost the dear son on that Saturday afternoon on the 23rd of October, 1993.
Sinn Féin MLA Gerry Kelly attended the commemoration and gave this reaction afterwards.
If you listen to Sean Kelly, who spoke, he apologised again. He has done it in the past. He said he was sorry. I think we need to find a way to bring out the truth right across the board and use the memories, use the commemorations in some way, find some way to move the whole process forward. But if you're asking me, do we stop remembering people who died during this conflict, I would have to say no.
The DUP MLA, William Humphrey, with us this morning. Good morning to you, William.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Ulster Unionist Party Councillor, John Scott's niece, Wilma
morning.
McKee, was
morning,
killed
Stephen.
That day. Good morning to you, John. Good morning.
Good morning.
What impact did this have, John, on you and your family?
Stephen, at the weekend? It is as if they're just walking over Wilma's grave and the other eight victims' graves. And we hear Gerry Kelly saying there that put a closure to this with Kelly saying sorry. The only closure we could get is if Gerry Kelly and Sean Kelly would come out and say, who sent them down with the bomb? Was it Gerry Kelly? Was it anyone? That
well, there's know? No evidence that it was Gerry Kelly whatsoever.
No, let's, no, let's I am
just
not
be,
saying that,
well,
Stephen,
well, let's just be careful here for your protection and for the protection of the BBC. And to be fair to Mr.
Okay,
Kelly,
Stephen,
there
I
was
said,
no evidence.
I'm not saying it was him.
Well, there was no evidence, and there is no evidence.
No, but for Kelly, Sean Kelly to come on a platform and say sorry, and 2 weeks ago he was in Scotland, praising all what happened. How can anyone accept that as an apology, Stephen? It is just rubbing the people's faces in it. I'll tell you how dignified people can be, Stephen, to remember their dead. Go to the West Kirk Church on the Shankill Road on Wednesday, and you'll see people going in there having a church service and whatever. No paramilitary trappings, no nothing. Not what they had yesterday on an Ardoyne.
What did he say this in Scotland? I didn't know about that. What did he say?
It was all over the media, Stephen, that he was there as a guest of honour, and again he was praising Thomas Begley. And you know, Stephen, if Kelly and the rest of them would think about it, Sean Kelly, that bomb was meant to go off as soon as they pulled that switch. So they were sent out as cannon fodder as well, although they had a choice to do that.
Can you remind people what happened on that day?
On that day, it was a lovely, sunny autumn day. People were out doing their shopping. My niece Wilma had just got the all clear from cancer. Her and her husband and two young sons were on the Shankill Road doing their groceries. They stopped the car just across the road from the fish shop. Wilma didn't go into the fish shop. She went into the fruit shop, and out she came, and just as she passed the fish shop with her husband and her two sons looking on, she was blued to pieces. She didn't die right away. She died about 8 hours later, Stephen. Her heart kept pumping, but the hospital had said there was no hope.
And I guess as time goes on, it hasn't made it any easier when you think about
it. It hasn't made it easier, Stephen. But I know that the victims, the innocent victims, do not think of Sean Kelly. They do not think of Thomas Begley. They get on with their lives because if they were to think of those two people, your stomach would be in knots. So they would be winning twice, Stephen. They took their lives away. So we put Kelly and Begley out of our minds. But with commemorations like this yesterday, it just brings it all back again. So it does. We remember them, and the families of the other eight victims remember them.
We did ask Sinn Féin to come onto the programme today. They won't do so.
No, well, that doesn't surprise me, Stephen. It doesn't surprise me at all, because how can they be an apologist for the IRA for what they've done? No one can say they're sorry for what they've done that day. And if they do mean that they're sorry, they will come and tell who sent them out on the bomb, all the different stuff, and they all know that. They know who organised that, who was in charge of Ardoyne at the time, to send out Begley and to send out Kelly.
Sinn Féin said it wasn't their event, so why there is no reason for them to appear on the programme this morning. There is a huge reason, you could argue, for Sinn Féin and others to appear on the programme this morning. Naomi Long also would not come onto the programme this morning from the Alliance Party, not available. It's interesting.
Well, Stephen, that's Naomi Long's choice. She's an MP for East Belfast, but as a politician in Belfast, everyone should be on here today condemning of what happened yesterday. Yes, everyone can remember their loved ones that died, like the Begley family, but for Mr. Begley to be on that platform yesterday, an absolute disgrace. I have no hesitation in saying that Mr. and Mrs. Begley have every right to remember their son. At the end of the day, it was their son, but it's in how you remember your loved ones, not by going out and putting up. I would be ashamed, so I would. And I don't understand how Mr. Begley can say sorry for the victims and yet stand on a platform with the guy who brought the bomb with his son and unveil a plaque. Absolutely disgraceful. Walking over the graves of 9 innocent victims.
Well, they would deny they were doing that. Does the apology mean nothing?
Stephen, if he had have apologised and stayed in the background, but as I said, he's out there, he's still doing his dirty deeds. He's over, and when I say dirty deeds, I mean like going to Scotland to a Republican commemoration, to a Republican parade, get on a platform as guest speaker. How is that an apology, Stephen, if he's doing that?
Have a listen to Paddy this morning. Paddy, you were at the commemoration.
Yes, I was, Stephen.
You're a Republican, is that right?
Yes, and I was proud to go to it. So I was. Because Thomas Begley was killed in what we would call an action. So he was. And I am sick, sore and tired listening to these unionists coming on whinging about every Republican commemoration. People aren't taking
whinging? Whinging?
Oh, excuse me a second. People aren't
people died in this
head.
Bomb.
Sorry?
People died in this bomb.
Yes,
whinging.
I understand that.
Whinging? Are you serious?
But I understand that. There are people died all through the trouble, Stephen. I had an aunt at 65 years of age, murdered in her bed by the UVF. I watched a bond across the road there, named in honour of a UVF man who murdered people in Ardoyne. So I do. That these unionist politicians stand behind.
Well,
they never come out complaining then. So they don't.
Well, you could argue two wrongs don't make a right. Well, let's talk about what we're talking about here. These two men walk into commercial premises on an afternoon where they know there are children, there are families, and they blow them up. They blow human bodies up. And, you know, please forgive me if this causes offence, because I'm not doing it to cause offence. I'm doing it to remind people what the stark reality of murder and bombing is. When you blow a human body up, think about that. Think about the reality of that, literally the reality of that. And then there's a commemoration for the people who do that.
Yeah, but, Stephen, what I am saying
And you
is,
go to it?
Yes, I did go to it. And I would go, and nothing will ever stop me going to remember
and by the way, I would say this about both sides.
Yes. Well, as I say, you don't hear the unionist politicians coming out condemning that side. It's only when Republicans it's only when Republicans commemorate the honour of their dead they're out squeezing the place down.
So would you be content, Paddy, with a commemoration for the Greysteel killers?
Well, that's up to them.
Would you be content with it?
They probably do already. They're probably, their names is on a long bag jump somewhere. So it is. You see, Stephen,
we have no evidence of that.
Well, there's no evidence, but I'm only saying it wouldn't surprise me if their name was on a long bag jump somewhere. And they walk behind them. So they do. They walk behind them. And so does the Orange Order.
Go ahead, John.
That's what people in our
Go ahead, John.
Put up with.
William Humphrey, we'll come to you in just a second. Go on, John.
You called that guy Paddy?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, Paddy, I'm a unionist politician. I have no hesitation, and I do it every year. The parade they have for Brian Robinson, I condemn it. So don't go on there and don't dare come on and say, I'm on here.
Excuse me, you're telling me I'm don't dare do what?
Of nine innocent people.
Who are you to tell me?
You're
not to
being
dare
an
to
apologist for terrorism. That is all you are. I've taken the wind out of your sails by telling you I'm a unionist politician, I'm an Ulster unionist councillor in Newton Abbey, and I have no hesitation in saying it is wrong, just like the Robison family say, it is wrong to have a parade on behalf of their brother. So don't come across me that I'm a whinger.
It's Brian Robinson you're talking about, the UVF man. What was to be achieved by that commemoration yesterday, Paddy?
Listen, it was a Republican. We honour our dead. We're entitled to do that. So we are. We're entitled to do that.
Does it need to be a plaque? Does it need to be a public
it was
event?
A plaque.
A plaque?
Yes, it was a plaque put up in honour of Thomas. And we are entitled to honour our dead like everyone else. He was a soldier of Ireland. At the end of the day, he fought for his country. Now, people mightn't agree with that, but he fought for what he believed in. He fought for his country. And at the end of the day, Stephen, of the whole story's told about the Shankill bomb, certainly my heart goes out to the people that were killed in it. Because everyone in Northern Ireland, I'm sure and certain, has been touched by our troubles. As I say, I have had many friends murdered just because they're Catholics. Not because of our ARA volunteers. Just because of their religion. And that has happened all over the north of Ireland. You got to remember, the ARA weren't responsible for all the deaths. They won't respond. They're talking about arresting 20 soldiers for murdering them 13 people in Derry. And them guys got honoured. Some of them guys got medals. So both sides hurt here, Stephen. So just leave us alone to honour our dead in peace and don't make a big show of it. That's all we're saying.
Stephen.
Let me bring William Humphrey in. Your thoughts here, William, as you listen to Paddy this morning.
Yeah, to be honest, Stephen, I don't want to linger too long on what Paddy has said. I think it's just totally unreconstructive and absolutely abhorrent. There is real anger and annoyance and hurt in this vigil. Yesterday was an example of how the families, John has talked about as one of the relatives, how the families feel about this. Every day is difficult for them, and this week will be very difficult indeed. And, you know, the ultimate position here is that the perpetrators of murder and violence have a choice. The people who they murder don't have a choice. And the Shankill bomb, like so many atrocities in this community, is one of those events where you remember where you were on that particular day because you know some of the families who were affected by it. In fact, I knew the two young boys, McKee, they were in the Scouts in our local church. And, you know, their lives, their father's lives, just devastated by this bomb. And, you know, I have to say, as a constitutional politician, there is no moral equivalence between those who perpetrate murder and those who are the innocent victims. The Shankill bomb, the Shankill bombers killed pensioners, mothers, fathers, young people, totally indiscriminate murder, and it was evil, Stephen. It wasn't carried out by a soldier of Ireland. It was carried out by terrorists. And, you know, I think, you know, if people give apologies, and we've heard that you know apologies were read out yesterday, well, apologies are one thing, but the actions that follow apologies are the key thing. And, you know, what we have here is Sinn Féin and the IRA continuing to glorify terror. They did it at Easter. They did it at Castle Derg. They did it recently, the tweets and so on that surrounded the recent anniversary of the Mayor.
Well, they should be here to speak for themselves. They're not here to speak for themselves. But they would point out to you that this was a war.
I came to your programme 2 weeks ago, with respect. Again, they didn't put anyone up to speak about this. Not my fault they're not here. You know, if they want to challenge what I said, they should have been here to do that.
Paddy?
Yes. Well, I say shame on Sinn Féin. Shame on them for not defending, coming on to defend themselves. Yeah, I saw Kelly at that, Jerry Kelly, at the commemoration yesterday. And if he hasn't got, well, and that's it, he should come on. So he should. But it's like everything else, they can wipe their hands whenever they want. They can wipe their hands and walk away from an awful lot of things, but I'm not going to go there.
They say this was not their event.
I was there.
And you call these people, these bombers, soldiers of Ireland.
Yeah, yes.
What type of soldier kills a child aged 7?
Stephen, if you read the whole story...
What type of soldier does that?
What type of soldier kills a child
age 13?
Nobody goes out to kill a child age 13.
But they just did it. They didn't really think that there would be any children in a fish shop on an afternoon.
No, they actually thought... If you read the whole case history, they actually thought it was a meeting of the UDA upstairs.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon. There wouldn't be any civilians, there wouldn't be any children and families and mothers in a food shop on a Saturday afternoon, Paddy. That wouldn't happen.
Read the whole story, Stephen. Read the whole story. And I don't believe, in my heart of hearts, that two volunteers would go out to actually kill 10 innocent people. They did not go out to do that.
Stephen, the facts are that 9 innocent people were killed on a busy arterial route. You know, I come from this community, you come from this community. I know how busy the Shankly Road is on a Saturday afternoon. There is no question that anyone going out to set a bomb in a shop at that time of the day on a Saturday, there would be lots of people killed. And, you know, 9 people were killed, lots of people injured, Stephen. Lots of people with injuries who have never recovered, whether physical or mental injury, from that bomb. And it's not a one-off bomb. Tomorrow night to commemorate other people who were murdered, bombs like the Mountain View Bar, like the Biardo, like the Balmoral Showrooms in the Lower Shankill. All of this carried out by people who weren't soldiers of Ireland, but were terrorists with murder and evil on their minds, Steve.
Come on. Won't start naming bars. Let's name the first bar that was ever blew up. It was blew up by loyalists.
The position of my party is...
The first bar was blew up by loyalists.
I'm not going to cherry-pick on these things.
No, but you're
the position of my party is this. We support the rule of law and order. We support that as being one of the key tenets of democracy, and we condemn all violence. You, sir, haven't done that when you've had the opportunity this morning.
Certainly, you do condemn them when you're walking behind the bonds that are named after the ones that done these atrocities to you on your side.
I will not be deflected. I answered that question 2 weeks ago. I will not be deflected by red herrings that you're going through.
I'm not red herrings. This is what the Orange Order does.
On the murder and the perpetration.
This is what the Orange Order does.
9 innocent people here on the
Shankly Road. They're the ones dedicated to your so-called terrorists.
A fateful day 20 years ago.
Your so-called terrorists.
1 second, John. 1 second. Go ahead, Paddy.
I'm saying, he's starting to name bars. Let's remember the first bar that was ever blew up was McGurk's, who tried to pin on the ARA. But it was done with the help of the RUC, so it was loyalists. And if you want to go down all the list of them, there is an awful, awful long list. And the terrorists that done this, they walk behind their bonds in the Orange Order. They're named after. So you can't, you know, he's talking about cherry picking. It works on both sides. But as soon as it's a Republican, they're up in arms, squealing the place.
I have been very clear, all terrorism.
Okay, hold on. Paddy.
It's never going to stop.
Hold on. William Humphrey. Go on,
yeah,
William.
Stephen, I made it very clear in this interview and previous interviews as a party colleagues. We support law and order and the rule of law. It's a key tenet of democracy. We have always condemned terror and terrorism. But, you know, John Scott made a very valid point at the outset of the interview when he said this. If there are people there, and there may have been people there yesterday, who have information that would help bring people responsible, not just for the planting of the bomb, but the people who planned it, to justice, then that information would be given to the police and given to the police immediately.
0845955678. John Scott, go ahead.
Stephen, we came on this morning, you rang me to speak about the Shankill bomb. And all of a sudden it gets in tit for tat. That's not what we're here about this morning. We're here about the Shankill bomb, 20 years this Wednesday, and for terrorists and paramilitaries to march to a plaque. That's what I'm on about, Stephen. All violence is wrong, is what William Humphreys is saying. And no matter what side it comes from, the hurt is still the same. There is families there is victims there. But Thomas Bagley, Sean Kelly, they weren't soldiers of Ireland. They were terrorists. They weren't heroes, Stephen. They were terrorists. They were murderers. They weren't soldiers of Ireland. Soldiers of Ireland wears a uniform down the south of Ireland. That's who the soldiers of Ireland are. Not someone who goes out in the dead of night or at lunchtime. And Stephen, for to say they didn't know there was children or anyone in the fish shop, they'd done a dummy run before it, the week before. and they would have seen who was in that fish shop, and especially a lovely sunny day that it was on that terrible, terrible day on the 23rd. But they went in there and they planted that bomb. To say that it was to kill Johnny Adair, what were they going to do? Set the bomb on the counter and say, you have 10 minutes to get out. It only takes you 2 seconds to come down the stairs, Stephen, if Johnny Adair had been there. So that bomb was meant to go off right away. And that's what they'd done. They sacrificed one of their own people to do what they're to do. But they knew that there would be women, children, men out shopping. And that's what they'd done with the people in the Shankill. And they should hang their heads in shame this morning. And I just wish Gerry Kelly had been on this morning to try and justify what happened on the Shankill. And for him to say to put closure to it, let the people of Ardoyne who sent them out come and say who done it. And that will put closure to it, Stephen. None of this McGurk's bar and all the other bars. We are speaking about the one Shankill bomb. There was lots of others, yes, but I'm not on this morning, Stephen, to speak about that. I'm on this morning to speak about the fish shop bomb. That's what it is. And the commemoration yesterday was an absolute disgrace. Hang your heads in shame, people of Ardoyne.
Jerry's next. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Stephen. Are we now going to request that the 11th of November commemorations are called off because they commemorate the bombing of Dresden, a city with no military targets, the murder of civilians, Nagasaki, Hiroshima? No. Are the British allowed to commemorate their death, and we as Republicans aren't allowed to commemorate ours? There are people today, born today, who are still suffering from the effects of the bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Men, women, and children wiped out, tens of thousands of them. And every November, we have paramilitary parades, and military parades, and the Queen all commemorating them. No.
And do you think a plaque for the Hiroshima bombers would be insensitive, Jerry?
Do you think a memorial... And
in Hiroshima itself? Go into the centre of Hiroshima and put up a plaque for the Hiroshima bombers? Do you think it would happen?
Stephen, there's a memorial in every town and village here in the north of Ireland.
Do you know,
who were sent here from England, burnt cork to the ground.
Okay, William Humphrey?
More corks in their berries.
Okay, William Humphrey?
Stephen, I have to say, you know, to compare what happened yesterday, and we can't, John Scott's absolutely right, we should not be deflected from what happened yesterday and the absolute evil that was around what happened at that bomb being commemorated. But you know,
was there no evil in Nagasaki or Hiroshima?
First of all, that was carried out by the American government, not our government, sir. And the other thing is this,
so what makes the difference,
it does not make it right. But the fact of the matter is this, we're just dealing with facts.
What about the burning of Cork?
This nation was faced with a fascist dictator who was running writ large across Europe, who was involved in the most evil, heinous crimes against communities like the Polish, like the Jews, and the Holocaust. Now, look at the 6 million people in the Holocaust alone. Are you seriously suggesting that this state, that this government, that this United Kingdom with its allies should not have taken on Hitler? And at the very start, after he invaded Poland, remember, it was Britain alone, largely.
Okay, George, this morning, before we speak to you, George, Paddy.
Yes.
Just before you go today.
Yep. Before I go, Stephen,
stay there.
Ida Marie in Florida. She downloads your show every single day.
But you know what, Paddy? I'm not saying hello to anybody here. We are talking this morning. We are talking this morning about people who died. I am looking right now. Never mind whoever it is in Florida. I am looking right now.
I'm shouting.
I tell you why I'm shouting. And I'm not going to apologise to you for shouting. I am looking right now at the photograph of a 7-year-old little girl and the innocence that any 7-year-old personifies. Her name was Michelle Baird. She was born in 1993. She's in a grave now. She's dead. And she's one of the people who died because bombers walked in and put a bomb in a fish shop, and you're trying to tell me they're soldiers of Ireland. And some people will support you of that.
Yep.
And it's about sensitivity. That's what this is about. Sensitivity on all sides. And yes, Grey Steel. You know, let's talk about Grey Steel. One of the worst atrocities of the Northern Ireland Troubles. Two gunmen from the UFF. They walk in. They shout trick or treat and they open fire around a bar. Now, you seriously tell me there should be a plaque for them too?
Stephen, I have no opinion whatsoever as regarding them people. So I haven't. I have no opinion. They believed in what they were doing. So it's up to their people to do what they have to remember them.
Okay.
All I am saying is, as that fellow Jerry said, people have been killed in all wars. People have been killed, and it is sorry. It is so sad. So it is. But at the end of the day, the apologies were made.
We're done.
Apologies have never been accepted.
We're done. Thank you, Paddy. William Humphrey, thank you. Councillor John Scott, thank you.